朋友，欢迎你来到活在耶稣里福音网站，收听为你提供的福乐人生讲坛。今天我们的讲员是周同培牧师，请你打开圣经来领受教导，愿圣经真理帮助你在主耶稣里结出丰盛生命的好果子。
这里注意二人同行这几个字。
Focus on the two of them went on together.
这个是非常美的图画。
It's a very beautiful picture.
你在任何一个地方看见父亲跟儿子一起走路，两个人同行同行，都是很美的事情。
Wherever you see that the father and son walk together, that they went on together with one heart, it's so beautiful.
你任何一个时候看见夫妻两个人同行，都是非常美的事情。
And any moment you see the couples walk together like that, it's beautiful.
我不晓得你们走路怎么走的哈。
I don't know how you walk together.
我相信夫妻俩做久了以后，走路的快慢就显出来了。
And I think the couples, if they've been married for a long time, and then their pace will show up.
头一年结婚的时候，两个人走路步调都一样的。
The first year when after they get married, that their pace will be the same.
不晓得谁走得快，谁走得慢的。
Don't know which one is faster, which one is slower.
过去这个八天，我们远东我们公司有一个短宣的计划。
In the last 8 days, Far East Broadcasting Company has a short-term mission.
有一对夫妇从北加州过来。
There was a couple coming from Northern California.
他们今天是他们的结婚一周年纪念。
Today is their first anniversary.
所以你看得出来，这对夫妇们呢，他们就是两个走路速度一样快的。
You can see that their paces as they walk, they have the same rate.
不像我跟我太太这个结婚若干年之后，走路的速度就不一样了。
Not like me and my wife after many years of marriage, that our steps, our paces are different.
你看看那两个夫妻结婚时间久了以后，走路的步调总是不一样的。
The longer you see that they get married, that their steps will be different.
有时候先生走得很快很快很快，带在后面拼命赶，拼命追，拼命追。
Sometimes the husband walk very fast, and the wife would try to catch up behind him.
有些时候也不是这样，因为先生是按照正常的步调，不过太太呢要看橱窗。所以走得很慢。
So sometimes it's not like this. The husband take the normal steps, but the wife does window shopping, so take her a long time.
我不晓得是不是有很多太太走在前面，先生在后面跟着慢慢走的。
I don't know whether there's any time that the wife walks in front of the husband just slowly strolled along.
但是我太太最大的抱怨说：“你走慢一点好不好？”
My wife often complains, "Slow down."
所以夫妻二人同行是很美的一件事情。
So the couple, if they can walk together at the same pace, would be beautiful.
这里父子二人同行也是非常美的事。
Here, the father and the son walk together, that it's beautiful.
你说以撒知不知道神给亚伯拉罕的命令？
Would you say that whether Isaac knew that God had commanded Abraham?
如果他不知道神的命令，他怎么会问父亲啊？火与柴都有了，燔祭的羊羔在哪里？
If he didn't know, why would he ask that, Father, the fire and the wood are here. Where is the offering lamb?
但是弟兄姊妹们，我不相信神对亚伯拉罕说话的时候，以撒听见，你要把独生的儿子，你所爱的以撒献为燔祭，以撒不一定听得见。
But brothers and sisters, I don't believe that when God told Abraham to do so, Isaac heard it. I think Isaac may not hear it.
所以他才问燔祭的羊羔在哪里。
That's why he would ask, where is the lamb for the burnt offering?
他可能没有听见神说要把以撒他自己献为燔祭。
Isaac may not hear that God says that sacrifice Isaac for the burnt offering.
我不晓得在这里你们觉得以撒是特别笨还是特别聪明。
I don't know whether you wonder Isaac is especially stupid or he's very smart.
为什么亚伯拉罕说我儿神必自己预备做燔祭的羊羔，以撒就不问话了呢？
Why, when Abraham answered, God himself will provide the lamb for the burnt offering, my son, and then Isaac then became quiet.
第一个表现就是以撒在家里是非常顺服的孩子。
The first possibility is that Isaac was very obedient at home.
今天我的女儿在这里，我就不拿我们家里做例子。
My daughter is here, so we won't use my family as an example.
但是亲爱的年轻人， young people, please, look at Isaac.Is he or was he not an obedient son?
年轻人看一看以撒，他是一个顺服的还是不顺服的儿子？
And do you think he's stupid or not?
你觉得他是愚蠢的还不愚蠢？
Because he's stupid, he's obedient. Is that right?
因为他很蠢，所以他是顺服的，对吗？
我相信不是这样子。
I don't think so.
当以撒在那里问，而亚伯兰回答之后，他所表现的顺服不是一次两次，而是他经常的表现，他生命的表现。
When Isaac asked, Abraham answered. What Isaac showed is not just once or twice, rather it's a constant act of obedience.
这是他生命中间的学习。
This is what he learned in his life.
但是我想以撒不是很愚笨。
But I don't think Isaac was stupid.
他心里大概也慢慢的想，开始明白，哦，可能我就是那个燔祭。
He started thinking about it. Maybe he gradually realized that perhaps I am that burnt offering.
他心里明白的时候，他不需要问出来。
When he realized that, he didn't have to ask.
他是一个有感觉的人，当他感到有一些事情要发生在身上的时候，他并没有抱怨，也没有说出来。
He is a person with senses. When he sensed that something was about to happen, he didn't complain nor talk it out.
他只是跟他的父亲同行，二人同行，跟他的心意是相通的。
So he went on with his father. The two of them walked together, that they have the same heart.
所以你看第九节，他们到了神所指示的地方，亚伯拉罕在那里筑坛，把坛筑好，把柴摆好，捆绑他的儿子以撒，放在坛的柴上。
So verse 9 says, when they reached the place God had told him about, Abraham built an altar there and arranged the wood on it. He bound his son Isaac and laid him on the altar on top of the wood.
在这里没有看见什么挣扎。
You didn't see that he was struggling.
可能亚伯兰在那里筑坛的时候，他的儿子以撒也在旁边帮忙。
Perhaps when Abraham was building an altar, Isaac was there to help out.
这个柴是在以撒的身上，当亚伯兰从他背上拿下来放在地上，又把它放在台上的时候。
The wood was on the back of Isaac when Isaac laid it down and then set it on the altar.
以撒也在那里帮忙。
The Isaac must be helping there.
当他伸手捆绑他的儿子以撒的时候
，When he reached his hand out to bind his son，
这里没有记载以撒他有什么反抗。
The Bible did not record that Isaac was fighting back。
一直到他放在坛子上，坛的柴上面了。我拿刀要杀他的儿子。
Abraham then reached out his hand and took the knife to slay his son。
我们做广播节目讲究玄透啊。做所有的广播剧、连续剧都要讲究制造气氛。
We are in radio ministry. We emphasize the sense of suspense that in the program we want to create that suspense moment.
你可以想象，你们可以想象怎么配乐吗
？You can think about the accompanying music. What would that be?
是什么样的配乐呢
？How will we have the accompanying music?
你知道我们训练弟兄姊妹来做短宣的时候，都要教他们怎么用音乐的效果。
When we train brothers and sisters in our short-term mission, we want to train them how to use the sound effect of the music.
弟兄姊妹们，即使今天我们没有音乐的人，你用想象力可以想象，这个时候是叫千钧一发。
Even we don't have the music here, but you can imagine that at the split of the second.
亚伯拉罕已经捆绑了他的儿子以撒，把他放在坛上。
Abraham bound his son Isaac and laid him on the altar.
火种已经在那里。
The fire was there.
亚伯拉罕拿起刀来要杀他的儿子。
Abraham took the knife, was about to slay his son.
就在这时候，不迟不早。
At this moment, not a second earlier or later.
耶和华的使者从天上呼叫他说：“亚伯拉罕。”亚伯拉罕他说我在这里
The angel of the Lord called out to him from heaven Abraham, Abraham Here I am, he replied
天使说你不可在这童子身上下手 一点不可害他
Do not lay a hand on the boy, the angel said Do not do anything to him
现在我知道你是敬畏神的了因为你没有将你的儿子就是你独生的儿子留下不给我
Now I know that you fear God because you have not withheld from me your son, your only son.
弟兄姊妹们，刚才我们说亚伯兰的信心，他相信即使他的儿子死了，即使以撒被焚烧献为燔祭了，神也能叫他从死里复活。
Brothers and sisters, just now we talk about Abraham's faith that even Abraham had sacrificedIsaac. Even Isaac is dead, but God can raise him from the dead.
这里神给亚伯拉罕的试验是什么？
What is the test that God gave to Abraham?
神从亚伯兰的身上顺服，他看见的是什么？
From Abraham's obedience, what did God see?
看见亚伯拉罕向神完全没有保留。
That he see that he realized that Abraham had no reservations towards God at all.
弟兄姊妹，想到这一点，我觉得我们都很惭愧。
As we come to this point, I feel like we ought to.Feel ashamed.
我自己特别觉得侍奉主三十年了，还是一样惭愧。
I myself, especially, I have been in the ministry serving the Lord for 30 years. I still feel ashamed.
还有很多的保留。
For I still have many reservations.
向着神还有很多的保留。
I still have many reservations towards God.
没有一次读到这里，心里面不觉得说亚伯拉罕真是了不起。
There's never a time when I read this part that I wouldn't say Abraham is really great.
你没有将你的儿子，就是你独生的儿子，留下不给我。
You have not withheld from me your son, your only son.
弟兄姊妹们，我们在生命中间有什么是为了自己保留，不能给神的没有？
Is there anything, brothers and sisters, in our life that we withhold from God? We do not want to give it to God.
在创世纪二十二章的时候，这里讲到亚伯拉罕献以撒。
In Genesis chapter 22 here, it talked about Abraham sacrificed Isaac.
在 Orange County 那里聚会刚开始的时候，我知道，我记得非常清楚。第一次传讲信息，我就是讲创世纪二十二章。
I remember when I began the ministry in this church in Orange County, the first sermon, I remember vividly that I preached on Genesis 22.
二十几年过来，现在再一次看这节圣经，再一次讲这段圣经。
20 some years have gone by, now that once again I preach on this passage.
我仍然觉得我向着神还有许多保留。
I still see myself that I have many reservations towards God.
但是这里神见证亚伯拉罕，你没有将你的儿子，就是你独生的儿子，留下不给我。
Here God had testified for Abraham, you have not withheld from me anything, even your son, your only son.
弟兄姊妹，这里以撒所表现的那个完全的顺服，也是非常人所能做到的。
And here, what the obedience Isaac has shown is really beyond ordinary people.
如果你从预表的立场来看，这里的以撒预表像耶稣基督一样的顺服。
From the perspective of symbols, here Isaac symbolizes the total obedience of Jesus.
弟兄姊妹，你有没有把这个地方拿来做个比拟？这里是亚伯拉罕和他的儿子以撒。
Have you ever tried to make analogy or a comparison out of it? Here, it's what happened between Abraham and his son Isaac.
那一面是神和他的儿子耶稣。
And the another side is God and his son Jesus.
神对亚伯拉罕说，你没有留下你独生的儿子，不给我。
God said to Abraham that you have not withheld from me your son, your only son.
弟兄姊妹，你有没有读到在罗马书第八章里面，保罗也这样告诉我们
？Have you read in the book of Romans chapter 8, Paul says the same thing.
神没有留下一样好处不给我们。
God has never withheld anything, any goodness from us.
甚至连他的儿子耶稣基督也给了我们。
And even his son Jesus Christ, he has given him to us.
怎么给的？
How did he give him to us?
在这里我们读到亚伯拉罕要伸手要杀以撒。
Here we talked about that when Abraham was about to slay his son.
神的使者拦住他，不许他这样做，一点不可害他。
The angel of God stopped him and told him, "Do not do any harm to his son."
但是当耶稣基督神的儿子为我们钉在十字架上的时候
，But when Jesus Christ, the Son of God, who was crucified for us on the cross,
神也没有差遣天使天君来拦阻这件事情。
God did not send his angels to stop this thing.
主耶稣自己说，我父岂不能差遣12营多的天使来拦阻他被卖、被捉拿、被钉十字架吗？
Jesus Christ then said that my father, can he not send all the soldiers to stop me being crucified and all these things from happening?
这里一个对比太强烈了。
Such a contrast comparison.
我们看见亚伯拉罕，看见以撒，我们觉得自己赶不上。
When we see what happened to Abraham and Isaac, we feel like we could not catch up with them.
但是我们想一想神所做的事情。
But as we think deeply of what God has done,
他不愿意亚伯拉罕做的事情，他自己却让他的儿子耶稣基督为我们钉十字架。
God spared Abraham from this thing, yet he was willing to sacrifice his son for our sake to be crucified for us.
并且在上十字架，耶稣基督来到地上为我们成全救恩，在这件事情上面。
On this matter of Jesus Christ came to this world to, give us the salvation that he was crucified.
父与子是完全同心同行的。
Father and son are totally in unison in their heart and in their steps.
神的旨意在这件事情上面借着他的儿子所成就的，没有一点跟他自己所做的是违背或两个人意见不一样的。
What the will of God has been fulfilled through his son, that there's nothing these two would not do thatdifferent, there's all the things that they would do the same.
当我们想到耶稣基督顺服的时候，
As we think of the obedience of Jesus Christ,
多次圣经里告诉我们说，父啊，你的美意本是如此。
Many a time that the Bible tells us that, Father, your good will is like this.
主耶稣不想多少次在门徒们面前说，我父啊，他说，这个燔祭和赎罪祭是你不喜悦的。
Many a time Jesus would say to his disciples that all these burnt and sin offerings are not so pleasing to you.
但是我来了，我要照你的旨意行。
But I come in order to do your will.
他为什么把燔祭和赎罪祭在那里比呢？
Why would he talk about burnt and redeemed offerings?
其实这个比方就说出来，耶稣钉十字架就是我们的燔祭和赎罪祭。
But the comparison, they illustrate that when Jesus Christ sacrificed for us, that he would be our burnt and redeemed offerings.
神并不是要那些羊羔献为燔祭，他真正要的是看见耶稣基督照父神的旨意行，而耶稣基督是做了我们的赎罪祭，做了我们全身的燔祭。
God does not want to just only to see the lamb to be used as a burnt offering. What he wanted to see is Jesus Christ would do exactly as to the Father's will, that he would become the burnt and redeemed offerings for our sake.
所以世纪安才会说，看哪，神的羔羊。除去世人罪孽的。
That's why Baptist John would say that, Behold, the Lamb of God washes away the sins of people.
因着耶稣基督没有保留完全的舍己，今天他为我们成全了完全的救恩。
Because of Jesus Christ's selfless, no reservations, sacrifice, that he had fulfilled the salvation for us.
底下这里创世纪所发生的事情，不就是做到耶稣基督的事吗？
The following what happened in the book of Genesis, wouldn't that be considered as what happened to Jesus Christ?
当亚伯拉罕的儿子以撒做完了这些该做的事情，天使拦阻的时候，
When Abraham and Isaac did all they needed to do, and then the angel interfered.
他看见在稠密的小树林中间有一只公羊扣在那里。
That he realized that in the thick that he saw a ram caught by its horns.
那一只羊羔就做了燔祭。
That ram then became the sacrifice.
而这个地方称作耶和华的山上必有预备。
And here the place is called the Lord will provide.
弟兄姊妹们，神所预备的是什么？
What did God provide?
神所预备的燔祭是什么？
What's the burnt offering that God provided?
神所预备的燔祭就是他的儿子耶稣基督。
That the burnt offering he prepared was his son Jesus Christ.
我们可以这样讲，当亚伯拉罕带着他的儿子在这三天的路程去到摩利亚山上要把他献为燔祭的时候，
We could say this, that in the 3 days journey when Abraham took his son wanting to take him to Mount Moriah to sacrifice him as a burnt offering,
神也看着他的心与他们同去。
God had seen the whole thing that he went with them.
他也要看亚伯拉罕表演的好不好。
He wanted to see how Abraham would act.
他也要看以撒表演的好不好，或者表现的好不好。
He wanted to see how Isaac would behave.
在亚伯拉罕、以撒身上所表现的，神的心得到了满足。
Whatever that manifested in Isaac and Abraham, God's heart was satisfied.
当耶稣基督来到地上做我们救主的时候，当他活在地上做人的时候
，When Jesus Christ came to this earth to be Messiah, when he came to this world to be a human being.
神与他儿子的心紧紧的相连。
God's heart is closely connected with the heart of His Son.
所以你听见天上有声音会说话。
So you hear the voice from heaven saying this.
这是我的爱子，我所喜悦的，你们要听他。
This is my beloved Son, my favor. You ought to listen to Him.
你听见人在那里作践，这是神的羔羊，要除去世人罪孽的。
People testify that this is the Lamb of God, wash away the sins of people.
神的儿子耶稣基督做了完全的祭牲。
The Son of God, Jesus Christ, became the offering.
弟兄姊妹们，我不是那些驴子。
Brothers and sisters, I'm not that donkey.
但如果你我今天像驴子一样，也参与这件事情，一同走过亚伯拉罕、以撒所走的路。
But if you were, and you and I were like the donkey that we took a part in this matter as we took the journey as Abraham and Isaac took.
我不知道你会怎样想，我会怎样想。
I don't know what you or I would think.
也许我们可以从亚伯拉罕身上学会顺服的功课。
Perhaps we can learn obedience from Abraham.
也许我们会看见自己在许多事情上面需要神的恩典来怜悯我们。
Perhaps we will realize in many things we need the grace of God to have mercy on us.
我想这只驴如果是非常聪明的话
，I wonder had this donkey be very smart.
他所看见是一个大的图画。
That he could see a bigger picture.
多大呢？
How big would that be?
看见亚伯拉罕献以撒的意义。
He could see the meaning of Abraham sacrificed Isaac.
他也可以看见非常细的点。
He could see fine points.
看见亚伯拉罕心里有没有挣扎。
He could realize that whether Abraham had experienced struggles in his heart.
看见以撒他的态度是如何顺服。
He could see that how Isaac's attitude showed his obedience.
他也可以，也许可以像亚伯拉罕远远看见那个亚摩利亚山的时候，远远看见耶稣基督的日子，心里就欢喜。
Maybe he could be like Abraham, as Abraham stood in the distance to see Mount Moriah, just like.In the distance that to see the days of Jesus Christ, then he was joyful.
也许他有更好的眼光，一下能够看见耶稣基督五千年之后所要成就的事情。
Perhaps he could have a better vision to see all of a sudden in 5,000 years to come, he will see what Jesus Christ intended to fulfill.
我不晓得你认为这个驴子有多聪明。
I don't know how smart you think this donkey is.
但是神用这批驴子对我们说话。
But God used this donkey to speak to us.
求主帮助我们今天从创世纪二十二章里面。
We ask God to help us from chapter 22 of the book of Genesis.
看见神在他儿子身上为人类所成就救恩的计划。
To see that through his son, God wants to fulfill the salvation plan for human beings.
求主也叫我们从亚伯拉罕身上看见他的顺服。
We ask the Lord to help us to learn obedience of what Abraham has shown.
看见亚伯拉罕的信心。
To see his faith.
看见以撒的甘愿，看见以撒的顺服。
To observe Isaac's willingness and his obedience.
也许我们做不到像献为燔祭。
Perhaps we cannot reach that point to be like a burnt offering.
但是我们愿不愿意朝着这个方向走，让神有一天能够见证说，我知道你是爱我的，因为你没有留下一样。包括你独生的儿子不给我的。
But are we willing to move towards that direction so that one day when we see Jesus that he says, I know you love me because you have not withheld anything from me.
假如我们是这个驴子。
If we were this donkey.
我们也能不能对主说，主啊，谢谢你用了我，叫我们传扬神的大爱。
Could we say to the Lord, thank you for using us so that we can spread the great love of God.
我虽然没有可献上的。
Though I have nothing to offer up to.
但是我被记在圣经里面。
But I was written in the Bible.
我与亚伯拉罕、以撒跟他的仆人在这件事情上一同参与。
I took a part along with Abraham, Isaac, and his servants.
你也使用了我传递这个信息。
You have used me to pass on this message.
弟兄姊妹们，我们是不是至少能够像这个驴驹一样被神所使用来传递他的爱，传递神的爱。
And these brothers and sisters, perhaps we could be like this donkey to be used by God to spread His love.
我们一起祷告。
Let us pray together.
主耶稣，为着父啊，为着你献上你的儿子，为着你把你的儿子给我们，我们献上衷心的感谢和赞美并敬拜。
Father, we really want to offer our thanks, praise, and worship to you, for you have given us your Son.
因为耶稣基督他完全的顺服。
For the total surrender and obedience of Jesus Christ.
完成父神的旨意。
That he fulfilled the will of God, the will of Father.
使我们这些人蒙了救赎，有了恩典，能够得救。
So that we can be redeemed, we can receive your salvation, that we can be saved.
主，我们感谢你，像亚伯拉罕、像以撒这些列祖，他们的信心和他们所有的顺服，带给我们的榜样。
Lord, we want to thank you because, like Abraham, Isaac, all these are forefathers, that their examples, their faith has shown us the example.
求主教导我们在这些事情上面能够长进，能够学习。
We ask the Lord to teach us so that we can grow, we can learn.
我们也感谢你，像这个小驴驹一样被记载在圣经里面，因为他与主的工作有份。
We also want to thank you, just like this little donkey, that it was written in the Bible that it has something to do with God's work.
求主也纪念我们，把我们的名字记在你的册上。
We ask the Lord to remember us so that our names could be written in your book.
主也使用我们，叫我们传扬神的恩典。
Lord, use us so that we can spread your grace.
在这么多被使用的驴驹中间，也算我们一份。
In the midst of so many donkeys that are used by you, count us in.
主耶稣，今天早晨我们再把自己的生命奉献给你。
Lord Jesus, this morning, once again, we want to offer our lives up to you.
求你悦纳。
Ask you accept with pleasure.
愿你荣耀你的名。
May you glorify your name.
听我们的祷告。
Hear our prayer.
靠耶稣基督。
In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
朋友，你在活在耶稣里福音网站收听节目有多久了？如果你相信了主耶稣，生命得到造就，那么你愿意用金钱奉献来支持我们的福音事工吗？活在耶稣里事工是单单靠听众读者支持的非盈利机构，期待你通过祷告点击奉献支持，与我们一起来结出传福音的好果子。Thank you.